Update. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
Now, lads, people decide not to have kids for all sorts of reasons. All sorts of reasons. The statement, I don't want to have kids. It often promotes total disbelief, especially when it comes from a woman. There is still such a stigma around people not wanting kids. And someone who's been very open about this topic is Laura Young, who joins me on the line. Hi, Laura. No, she's not there. She's
you. Let
Laura,
them live there.
Hey, Laura.
No, hello.
Laura.
Hi.
I'm having a bit of a mare on the desk today. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you? Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you, Laura. Finally, it's great to get hold of you. Laura, can we start with when did you make the decision that you didn't want kids? When was that?
When I was a teenager, if you'd spoken to like 15-year-old Laura and said, Laura, what's your life plan? I would have said, kids and marriage and house, done by 27, mm-hmm. right? That was my like life plan.
Okay.
But if you'd asked me why, I would have said, because that's what you do. So here I am at 34 with none of the above and perfectly happy with my life's choices. So I realized when I was in my mid-20s, I sat down with my then partner and I said to him, do you want to have children? Because we probably should be having this conversation 3-4 years into our relationship. And he kind of shrugged and said, well, yeah. And I said, okay, can you explain to me why? And he said, well, just because like that's what you do. And I was going, right, okay. So I asked him a few questions, knowing in my head that I was having doubts about having kids at the time. Do you enjoy your life the way it is? Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. Do you enjoy being able to go to the gym every day? Or do you enjoy being able to decide next week we're going to go on a holiday, having basically no dependence and no people to rely on you? Do you like that? And he said, yeah, I love that. And I was like, well, I believe having a child changes that. And having a child is pretty permanent from what I hear. So after I planted that seed within him, it kind of solidified it within myself as well. And over the years, I've really become comfortable with that decision. Now, I just like to preface this all as well by saying I'm not a child hater. I don't hate children. I actually really like children. I love the company of children. But I just don't think
you want to give
I want
back.
Them for myself.
That's
exactly.
Fine.
They're deadly crack. But by the end of the day, I am exhausted.
I get it, Laura.
I tip my hat to mammies. I really tip my hat to mammies. I don't know where you get the energy. If you can bottle that and sell that to me, I'll pay top dollar.
Well, listen to me. You're very open about this, which I love, because you don't hear it an awful lot. And I know a lot of people feel this way. But were you open with your friends and your family? How did they react to you saying, I'm not going to have kids?
Usually the reaction is, everyone says that, you'll change your mind. And I'm like, well, I'm 34. So if I was going to change my mind, I'd probably want to be doing it fairly sharpish. Or sometimes I get maybe slightly more snide responses, such as, do you not think that's a bit selfish? Whereas my retort to that is often, do you not think having a child for the sake of having a child is a little bit more selfish?
It's a really good answer.
And there's usually not an answer. There's usually not an answer to that. And if I share it on my social media, I'm met with a lot of support. Like, oh my God, I feel this exact same way. I feel like such a freak. People think I'm a freak for not wanting kids. But then there's sometimes a little bit of pushback as well. People get really volatile with me.
I saw some of the reaction because you posted online and I saw some of the reaction. I'll just read out a couple here. Do not think that's selfish, as you mentioned. Everyone says that. You'll change your mind. You just haven't met the right fella yet. You don't know true love until you've had a child.
That last one really bothers me.
Why?
Okay, first of all, what I don't know, I can't miss. So there's that side of things. But also, would you say that to someone who is perhaps saying, I don't want to have children, as a front for I can't have children?
Mm. Does the reaction bother you?
Kind of, because why should my life choices or choices for what I don't want for my life affect anyone else? I don't understand why some people get so actually angry with me. Like all I want is for everyone to be happy with their choices. And if you're happy with yours, that's amazing. I'm delighted for you. I just want to give a voice to people who might have an opinion or a life choice that is not the quote unquote societal norm these days.
Do you think from the reaction on your social, a lot of women in particular are fearful of being honest with their feelings because of this stigma and, you know, backlash that they get?
1,000,000%. I'm currently listening to an audiobook. I don't know if you have it in your show notes there. It's called, and the title is probably somewhat triggering, it's called Regretting Motherhood, a study. It's basically a study based back in the 1970s where the author, no, sorry, she was a journalist in the US, got in touch with loads of parents and asked them if they could go back in time and make a different decision, would they? And 70% of parents said yes, they would make a different decision. Now, this is based back in the 70s, so I definitely understand that there was a different, it was a different time. Being a parent then was hugely different. However, it did plant some seeds. So the author of this book got 23 women on with varying levels of regretting choosing to be a mother to speak in the book anonymously, of course, and it's really eye-opening. Now, I'm only about one third of the way in, but it's a phenomenal listen, and I recommend it to everyone, mother, non-mother, everyone. I think everyone could benefit from listening to the excerpts in that
book. Laura, if I listen to it, will I start regretting my kids?
No, she's not coming at it. She has children herself, so she's not coming at it completely against motherhood, but it is really... some parts are really heartbreaking to listen to, why these women became mothers, maybe by force. It's just giving a different perspective. And that's why it further solidified my choice to be vocal about it on social media as well, because some women feel like there's something wrong with them for not wanting children. I think we're kind of in limbo between a time when you kind of had to have children because contraception maybe wasn't hugely available. And maybe in 30, 40 years time, it might be much more normal, quote unquote normal, to not have children. And we're kind of caught in that limbo in between now at the moment, where we are making those choices for ourselves now. And we have easy-ish methods to make those choices.
Yes, we do. A few texts coming in for you, Laura. Somebody says, wrecked vagina, sleepless nights, bags under my eyes. I'll pass on the kids, thanks. That says true.
Tell her I'll borrow them.
There you go.
I'll borrow them for a day.
Yeah, there you go. As long as you can give them back. Someone else says, I've never wanted kids. And when I tell people, they are just so horrified. It's like I have decided not to breathe anymore. My decision is always validated when I see a stressed mother and their screaming kid. It's just not for me, says Hillary. It's funny because I know, like you said, a lot of people feel this way, but they're just so afraid to say. Can I ask, are you in a relationship at the moment?
I'm not. No, okay. Not currently.
So if you entered into a relationship, will you be transparent from the very get-go?
Maybe not in the first 5 minutes of the first date.
Yeah, you might put them off anyway. Let's talk about children.
I have to be a little bit. Yeah. It's a bit presumptuous. No, I definitely would be upfront from the get-go, I think. Well, yeah, no, I definitely would. There's no reason for me not to be. However, now, I did say this to your producer when I was speaking to her last week.
Go on.
Because I'm making that decision now, never say never. But as of right now, that is my decision. But again, people often say you might change your mind. And yes, I agree. I might change my mind. But the way it looks right now, I can't see it happening.
A comment was put to you recently claiming that your feminism has been taken to extremes. And that's why you decided not to have kids. What's your reaction to that?
I don't think it's anything to do with feminism. Anyone could make the statements I've made and they would be still as valid, no matter your sex or gender.
That is very true. I mean, you've been faced with a lot of scrutiny online when you posted so openly. Has it made you think twice about being so open online?
No, because the level of support I get versus the little bit of backlash I get, it makes it completely worthwhile that I maybe get, and I've only a very small following online, but even if I am giving a small voice and a sense of community within these people who maybe feel like they're the only one who doesn't want children, I think it's completely worth it.
And just a different text here. It says, I didn't want children at all until I got pregnant on a holiday 2 years ago. I was 42 and it was an enormous shock. I decided to go for it. And honestly, it was the best thing I've ever done. I feel complete, this texter says. I know how mushy that sounds, but I really do. How do you
feel? I love actually hearing that. I love hearing that things work out for people and they become happy. Genuinely, I do. And I actually smiled when you were telling me that there. I was like, that's really nice. And I'm really happy that worked out for her. Truly.
Well, listen, I'm going to put it to the listener now and ask them, have you guys out there faced criticism or judgment when you told someone that you didn't want kids? Let me know. 51552. Laura Young, it's great to talk to you today. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks, Jen. Appreciate it.
Great to have you. And just to let you guys know, you can follow Laura. Her handle is @Laura_views. Text me your thoughts on this. We'll be back right after this.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.